I'm Justin Dane with a brief look at the latest news in Texas politics and policy from the Texas Tribune. Governor Greg Abbott and Democratic challenger Beto O'Rourke clashed Friday night over immigration, abortion, and gun control in the only planned gubernatorial debate before the November 8th elections. Throughout the debate, Abbott tried to depict O'Rourke as an acolyte of Democratic President Joe Biden, who would drive Texas to the left and who constantly flip-flopped on issues like police funding, immigration, and energy policies. O'Rourke, for his part, said he wanted to prosecute the case against Abbott and the governor's failures on issues like fixing the state's energy grid, lowering property taxes, and preventing school shootings. The debate at the University of Texas Rio Grande Valley in Edinburgh kicked off with a discussion on immigration, which consistently ranks as one of the top issues for Texas voters. Abbott and O'Rourke frequently accused each other of getting their facts wrong or lying to Texas voters. "We have fact-checked some of the claims they said during the debate and what you should know about each issue. You can find that story now at texastribune.org." After a group of 13 Mexican immigrants had crossed the U.S.-Mexico border, they stopped on Tuesday evening to drink out of a reservoir south of Sierra Blanca, a small town nearly 100 miles east of El Paso. As a passing truck stopped and backed up near the migrants, who hid behind a bush, migrants told the police someone from the truck yelled out in Spanish to come out. An arrest affidavit from the Texas Department of Public Safety, obtained Friday by the Tribune, says Michael Shepard, the warden at a private immigration detention center near Sierra Blanca, then got out of the truck with a shotgun and fired two rounds, killing one man and injuring a woman in the group. Also in the truck was Michael's twin brother, Mark Shepard. The brothers, both 60, then drove off to a local water board meeting. As of Friday, both were being held in the El Paso County Jail on suspicion of manslaughter. The woman who was shot in the stomach is recovering at an El Paso hospital, according to U.S. Homeland Security investigations. The other migrants are in federal custody pending adjudication. Immigrant right advocates have described Tuesday's shooting as a hate crime, and U.S. Representative Veronica Escobar, an El Paso Democrat, demanded that the federal government investigate the shooting for potential civil rights violations. A spokesperson for Homeland Security Investigations said it would work with local and federal law enforcement to investigate all leads concerning the shooting and will pursue state murder charges and any other potential federal crimes. Texas political leaders have been promoting the state as a destination for companies producing Bitcoin and other digital currencies, touting the state's reputation for low taxes and cheap power. Around 30 have come in the past decade, and dozens more have expressed interest in moving to Texas. But instead of moving to the state's large urban areas, which have the extensive infrastructure and large workforce that attracts most relocating companies, cryptocurrency companies have largely done the opposite and located in rural areas. Crypto companies have been welcomed by many small towns hungry for an economic boost. Argo Blockchain opened its 125,000-square-foot facility in Dickens County in May and hired a couple dozen locals. It has also added $17 million to the local tax base. The economic infusion has allowed Dickens County to cut county property taxes by around 1.5%, give small raises to county staff, and purchase new equipment for sheriff's offices and for road and bridge improvements. The same goes for Milam County, northeast of Austin. A large crypto facility owned by Riot Blockchain that opened in 2020 has added hundreds of new jobs and millions of dollars to the local tax base. Crypto mining involves using powerful computers to produce digital currencies called tokens, which can be used like traditional money to make online purchases. The crypto transactions run through computers rather than through a centralized entity like a bank, with the goal of providing people the ability to achieve wealth outside the traditional financial system. The computers require large amounts of electricity. The scores of crypto companies requesting permission to connect to the power grid would use nearly as much electricity as the city of Houston. That has raised questions about whether the state's power grid can handle that much additional demand. But energy experts said that the Electric Reliability Council of Texas and the state's power transmission companies won't allow any large power user to connect to the grid unless there is enough power supply. Like some other industries, crypto companies can shut down operations when high demand puts stress on the grid. This summer, when the grid operator asked Texans to conserve electricity due to tight grid conditions, crypto companies quickly shut down. Cryptocurrency is still a relatively new industry. Bitcoin, the first and best-known digital currency, launched in 2009, and has seen its fortunes rise and fall dramatically this year. but cryptocurrency's popularity seems to have exploded among both professional and individual investors. Check for updates on any of these stories at texastribune.org or follow us on Twitter. We are at Texas Tribune. And follow The Brief Podcast for daily news updates wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Justin Dane for the Texas Tribune. You've been briefed. Today's brief is brought to you by Bank of America. Investing deeply in our local workforce strengthens our economy and will change lives. Learn how Bank of America is doing. For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/Hispanic Progress.